Yeah. Welcome. Welcome you. Hey. I'm your big brother. What do I have to say to the kids?
Life does get tough, no need to stress, hold you back too much. Let's go, I heard they found the solution. We'll hear you be for the revolution. Get rough, no need to stress, keeps you down too much. Wake up, I heard they found a solution. We'll hear you be for the revolution.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with the homies of Unknown Phenom, Cheddar, Edson, and JJ. Oh, man. This episode was awesome. I had so much fun doing it. Actually, I've been trying to have them for a while now, you know, I feel I needed to go back, you know, to my roots pretty much where I started the podcast. My goal was to, like, bring out all this talent from the city of Wilmington. And lately I've been bringing people from L.A. Like, not that it's bad or anything. It's just that, you know, I felt like I was losing, or I don't know, I wasn't going back to where I started. So I felt, you know, I feel like I needed to go back, and like I've known Edder for a while, and I just needed to have him on. I've been actually trying to have him on for like since I started the podcast, and you know it wasn't meant to be then, but you know as I mean he likes to say, you know, shit happens for a reason. So I mean we finally got together, and I feel this is gonna be a super awesome podcast episode. I mean, hopefully you guys enjoy it. I enjoyed recording it. I enjoyed editing. Now, I know it's going to be a good show when, you know, I don't edit that much because I like it so much. I like how much we were playing around and how much we were, like, you know, having fun pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah. So, on this episode, pretty much, like, we just get to know them a little bit, how they started the Unknown Phenom, what it is. You know, it's basically a clothing company that they started in the city of Wilmington, you know, Cheddar, Edder, and Edson, their brothers, and JJ, he's a real, like, he's a childhood friend, pretty much, like, that, it's pretty much like a brother, I'm guessing at this point. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I'm just guessing, you know, like, they've known each other for so long. So yeah, so I mean, you're gonna hear the story, how it all came together. You know, I strongly believe in what they're doing with this company. I know they're gonna grow bigger. And, you know, give me kind of like an idea. You're going to hear it. An idea from my own clothing company. So stay tuned for that. It's basically a ripoff of whatever they do. But, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be legit. If they succeed, then why shouldn't I succeed, right? I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm just changing the name a little bit. But you'll hear it on the episode. So damn, this week is kind of crazy. You know, like, roller coaster kind of week. So I was high up, you know, like, I went to Target and I got recognized again, guys. What the fuck? I don't know, guys. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I got recognized, like, actually the one of the people that left a review, he's actually a musician from the city of Wilmington. He goes by Clandestino. Right now he just released the EP. It's on SoundCloud. So basically, like, I don't know how it happened. I don't even know how he saw me, but I just see somebody coming up to me from the back and attached my shoulder, and then he's like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Oh shit!" And then I don't know, like, I didn't know who he was. Obviously, like, I've never met him before. He's like, "Oh yeah, you're the guy with the podcast." I'm like, "Oh yeah," and then I seen his profile because he sent me a message, and then And I was like, oh, you're that guy. Like, I seen you, you released an album. He's like, an EP, sorry. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna listen to it. So we've been talking a little bit. And so I send him a message as I'm recording this episode, the intro. I send him a message telling him that I couldn't download his song. You could find him on SoundCloud. And actually, like, let me tell you, on the description of his EP, okay, this is his brand new, it's only 5 songs. I like it. One of the songs that I do enjoy is Muevelo. He's pretty much a Spanish musician and artist. So, on the description it says, this EP is dedicated to my brother Marco Antonio Madrigal, rest in peace, and to my family, to my friends and family from Mexico to Los Angeles that have been there with me since the beginning. Special thanks to Mike Magaña for his mixing service. All proceeds from this EP will go to an environmental charity. So go check him out on SoundCloud. So all you gotta do is look up Clandestino and it should pop right up. It's 5 songs. I enjoyed Muevelo. So if he gets back by the time I finish recording this, then you'll hear it. Also, like, some other special shout outs. Like, I'm telling you, this was a roller coaster week. I just want to give a shout out to Nasty Uncle Hippie. He actually sent me cute ass message, I guess. Or like, I don't know, I got uplifting words. People that pretty much told me that I somehow influenced them, like, to start his own podcast. So he has this a podcast called Punk, Ska, Rock, and Reggae Podcast. Right now he's just on SoundCloud. But hopefully, I told his ass that he better get on it because he hasn't been putting out episodes. So if you enjoyed this this podcast is essentially the same shit I do, but he talks about, like, music, talks about the history of reggae, how it all came together. So I don't know, like, he talks shit, like, how I talk shit. It's in Spanish. So I'm gonna read a message that he sent to me. Like, he said, hey man, love your podcast, been listening ever since you had the paranoia on. Like, that episode was a turning point for me. Like, I got a lot of you guys came because of that episode, and I'm eternally grateful to the paranoia. Like, I don't know, like, I tell him, like, if you ever need anything, just let me know, because, like, for me, that episode was, like, a turning point. That's when I decided to put music on my intro, and you guys basically, like, enjoy it. Like, I mean, at least that's what I hear. You guys enjoy the vibe. I'm really happy for that, that you guys enjoy it. He also wrote, you're one of the reasons why I want to keep doing a little homemade podcast called Punk, Ska, Reggae, Punk, Ska, Rock, Reggae Podcast. It's about ska, reggae, and alternative music. I appreciate it if you could give me a shout out. It's in Spanish though, laugh out loud. So yeah, so I was talking to him, you know, and he's from New Jersey, so that's fucking awesome. At least I have one fan in New Jersey. That's amazing. So I mean, he also has some questions. How does it feel to have people reaching out to be on your podcast? It feels amazing. Like, I feel like I'm getting somewhere when somebody tells me they want to be on, they want to come on. Like, it feels amazing. Like, kind of makes me feel like I'm headed towards the right direction. But at the same time, it puts a lot of pressure on me. Like, every episode, like, I mean, it's pressure on myself because I want you to, like, listen to the episode and understand. Some of them get long at two hours. But like I always say, you can't get to know somebody in like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. It takes a while. So I attempt to, like, obviously I don't get, you know, you guys don't really, I don't really get into too much detail, like, depth into their lives and stuff like that. I try to do my best and dig up as much info as I can so you guys kind of could connect and understand who they really are. So I mean, it feels great. Also wrote, I know you mentioned that you didn't expect it at first, but how does it feel now? I mean, it feels like I said, it just feels great, you know, knowing that you guys are listening and that you like what I'm putting out, and that there are people that, like, that are doing things that kind of, like, they see me pop around and they feel like they put their faith in me that I'm gonna do a good job to pretty much put them out and give them some publicity. I mean, it's great, man. So he also wrote, are most of them strangers or are they past people you've met? So a big chunk, like, my first episodes, there were people from high school, and then now is just strangers. Basically, I'm except this one. Like, I know, like, I'm gonna mention that I went to high school with them. They're from the city that I grew up in, and I've known them since high school. But like the rest of them, like Maria Blues, I had never met. Trish Toledo, never met. The Paranoia's never met. So like a big, maybe like out of the 30, 31 episodes that I have out, like 6 or 7 I know. And I mean, to me, that's a huge accomplishment. Like, I guess none of you believe me that I'm shy. Like, I'm very shy. I'm a very shy person. I don't really like talking. Like I said, I'm self-conscious, like, about what I say, like, or what people think of me. So this podcast really helps me, like, come out my shell and, you know, be a better person, I guess. Like, it makes me go out there and get to know somebody, not just be self-centered, just think about myself. And also it sparked the interest in me. Like, I mentioned in the past, I want to go into radio now. And it means a lot to me, your guys' support, because I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're here, but I really do appreciate it. It's awesome that you like what I put out, and it's and you support me and support my artists, my, like, the people I have on, and you just, I mean, I'm thankful that you're giving me a chance. You know, that's all I ever want. That's all I ever asked. Give me a chance. You know, I mean, you don't know, based on like what, like the first 20-10 minutes, you don't know what the actual interview is about. You don't know them. So if you play the whole thing from start to finish, it's awesome, because you gave me a legitimate chance. And if you don't like it, then cool. I can't ask anymore. I can't ask for more than that. Thank you guys for your support. Well, make sure you go listen to give him a shot. Listen to his podcast. Maybe you might like it. I don't know. If you do like it, tell him. You know, he's doing a great job. It feels great to hear from you guys. Like, I'm always asking you to write to me, because this is a lonely thing. Like, I'm, like I said, I think a couple episodes ago, last episode, I'm in a room all by myself. I have nobody to talk to. I don't even know what I'm about to say until I say into this mic. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, fuck it. You know, we'll improve it next time. So Samantha wrote, "Hey man, just want to say, keep up the good work. You seem very humble, but really need to know that your work is being noticed. You actually have influenced me to go through with it. I've been feeling like I want to start my own podcast about my town. Listening to your episodes has given me courage. I know this might seem crazy, but how did you even start out?" So basically, I started out with, I had another podcast called Dick in the Box. And I was recording that with one of my friends from college. His name is Jose. You guys might have heard of him. Posted, for July, we performed together. And on that Carolina's episode, I talked more about him. But basically, we went to school, and I asked him to be my kind of my co-host, because I wanted to do a podcast, because I was going through some bad times, and podcasting, like listening to podcasts, helped me get out of that situation and that mental state I was in. So my idea was like, well, maybe I could do something that could help somebody else. You know, maybe like if I podcast, it'll distract somebody, like that, like those podcasts did. Whatever those podcast did for me, I'm hoping that I could do for somebody else. So I asked them, you know, if you want to come on. It was Dick in the Box. Basically, it was the same thing that I'm doing now, except that he was gonna be my like my straight man, and I was gonna be the dick. Dick in the Box essentially was, I'm the dick, the box is wherever you listen to me, your phone, your computer, your car. It's essentially a box, you know. So me, I'm the dick, and wherever you listen to me is the box. So Dick in the Box. So I was supposed to be a dick, be an asshole to my guests, but I, you know, like, my conscience got to me on the first episode, and I couldn't be a dick, you know. So the whole idea went out the window, and then we recorded a couple episodes, and unfortunately, Jose, he's a busy guy. He does his own thing. He does EDM, and he's also on a band called Ambiguous Culture. And it was the podcast was taking too much time off of his life, you know. So, you know, since it was the newest thing and essentially was my project, he's like, you know what, like, I'm gonna step out and I'm gonna let you do your thing. And he understood, because, you know, like I said, it was my idea and it was on me. But I just needed somebody like that would help me with the computer stuff, because you know that's the intimidating part. You know, it's the programs and the mics. You know, you look at them and it's intimidating. But don't be intimidated. Like, you have control of whatever you do. You could always re-record. You could always stop. You could edit. So I mean, you shouldn't be afraid of doing it. Like I told her. I wrote to her, I was trying to help her. So I told her, you know, the hardest part, once you have the equipment and once you already, like, you start, boom, that's the easy. I mean, after that, it's all easy, because the hardest part is buying the equipment and starting. You know, like, you get the ideas, like, whatever you want. You know, this is your baby. Like, the podcast is all you. No one could tell you how it should be done, because it's in your mind. It's your child. Nobody should be able, ever be able to tell you what to do with. I mean, unless you take their word as gospel and really take their opinion, you know, to heart, then yeah, I mean, if that's what you want. But if you don't want it, like, let's say somebody says you talk about this, and if you don't talk about it, you don't have to talk about it. That's the beauty of it. It's yours. So she also wrote, like, what steps did you take? So I mean, I asked them, you know, to help me out with the equipment, with the editing, with the recording. And then since he left, I was, you know, I was forced to do it on my own. So, I mean, I'm very thankful, because to this day, like, I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. Him, like, being there and pushing me, like, and pretty much leaving me to my own device. I had to learn how to edit. I had to learn how to record. Like, I had to learn all of it. So now I'm able to help you guys. See, if I was the one, like, if I was still depending on them, then I wouldn't be able to give you or guide you guys, you know, if you need my help. And then she wrote, I mean, it's okay if you feel like that's too personal. I understand. I just thought it wouldn't hurt to ask, you know. And, you know, I told her, I'll tell you guys, I love hearing from you guys. I love that you guys talk to me. Like, it's the greatest. I really appreciate that you guys are just taking time out of your day and writing to me. I think that's it. I did talk for a lot. Thank you for the support. I even though I might not know you personally, if you ever need somebody to talk to, and I don't do shit all day. I'm up. I work a graveyard shift, so I'm up at midnight. And if you just need to talk, if you need, like, vent or whatever, you know, don't hesitate. Like, let me know what you want, what you need, and I'll find a way to help you if I can. I'll look for someone that can help you. I'm not just talking about, like, life-threatening shit, just, like, whatever, you know, like, you just want to shoot the shit, you're bored or something, like, fuck it, I'll talk to you. You know, all my fucking, all the people that do them, I pretty much DM people sometimes. Like, I see, like, a cool post, and I just talk to them, like, hey, you know, like, you seem cool, I'll talk to you. And sometimes they write to me back, and then we have a conversation, and sometimes we don't. But it's all good, you know. Like, I don't want to bother you guys. Like I said, I feel like I need to talk to you guys, every single one of you now. But at the same time, I don't want to bother you guys, you know. But if you feel like you want to talk to me, don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Let me know. I'll write back to you. I have stickers, so if you wanna, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you enjoy the people that come on, and you want to represent the podcast, send me the address or wherever you want it. I'm not going to meet you there, but I'll send it to you through the mail. So send me the address, DM me, or DM me on my Instagram, message me on Facebook, or send me an email. Let me know, pod@gmail.com. So please, guys, before I go, I just want to remind you, please leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, everywhere. Just leave a review, and we'll find out together if I end up putting Clandestino's song. All right, guys, well, hopefully you enjoy the song, and I'm gonna miss you guys for a little bit. All right, but stay tuned, stay there, don't go anywhere. Okay, you could go, you can move around, I guess. All right, well, just keep listening, enjoy this little bit of a song. Thank you. Fuck, guys, man, I missed you guys. So I'm sitting here with the homies from Unknown Phenom. How's your day? One at a time. I got three of them. How about this? How about you introduce yourselves?
What up, everybody? My name's Zetter, better known as Cheddar from Unknown Phenom.
What up, peeps? My name is JJ, also from Unknown Phenom.
My name's Edson, known as Architect.
The Architect. This is the first time I hear Edson's voice, by the way. I thought he was mute for a while. For real, we went to high school together, never heard your voice. I have you on Instagram, never heard your voice. This is the first time. It's a trip, man. We went to that synchronicity event, didn't even hear your voice.
I'm actually a shy guy, bro, that's why,
Stay quiet. Man. Yeah. Whatever. Alright, so what's up, Alright, so... Tell me a little bit about yourselves, first of all. Let's pretend it's a dating game, right? Tell me, who's Edson? Who's JJ? Who's Edder? All sexy, like.
Welcome to the Art LeBeau show, guys. So anyways, guys, my name's Edder. I'm just a kid with a dream, man, honestly. I'm a father of one right now, soon to be two, thank God. Nothing great to me, dude. Just a simple kid with a dream that's really just manifesting and creating something out of nothing. Really inspired by many teachers that have come to me, and that's one of the things that you guys get a lot in the brand is things that I've gone through, personal lives and growth, honestly.
What up, peeps? This is JJ. As far as I go, you know, I grew up in the city of Wilmington along with, you know, Cheddar and Edson. And same here, it's just a kid with a dream, just try to make things happen, try to pursue others to follow their dreams through the brand. We've been doing this, you know, for a while now, and it's just doing what we need to do.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's Edson. Same thing, you know, come from Wilmington, come from a big family of nine. Edgar, my brother, yeah. And then this Diego right here, taking pictures of us. me, personally, I came from playing soccer, you know, banning Wilmington, and throughout that, I felt like we need to do something with the clothing brand. Yeah. That's where, I'll let you know right now later about how I started, but yeah,
That's the thing I hate when I run people, because I ran them down like what I was gonna ask them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, they get ahead of themselves because they know what the fuck's about to come. So I can't, now I gotta come up with the question that they don't know about, see. I'm gonna do something with that, hopefully.
All right,
so I was gonna ask you, how do you guys even know each other? But I mean, you got two brothers, but how do you guys know JJ?
Well, JJ and we actually know each other from our dads, you know. They grew up together back in the day in Wilmington, and then we pretty much play soccer together. Obviously he's older than us, but we play in the same club, Wilmington Junior.
Obvious, I didn't even
not
know.
Like that, but no, but like that, but like we came from the same club growing up, Wilmington Junior, and then from there,
like he was the coach or what?
He wasn't the coach, but like I played with his little brother, little JJ, and then they played in the same team. But that's how we met through soccer, you know.
So honestly, it was a funny story because when I was growing up, I was playing soccer with my dad's team. But then his coach, named Chava, he recruited me to go to the older team because I was that good. But it's a funny story. I didn't know his name. I just heard everybody calling him Yaya. So I used to call him Yaya, and I knew him as Yaya. And then eventually, as I grew older, I found out it was JJ.
So where does JJ come from then?
Well, JJ actually started in elementary school. My second grade teacher, I still remember her name, is Miss Arnock. Right. She said, what's your name? That's the first day of class. And she's like, I'm like, Jonathan. And it was, what's your last name? Jimenez. And she's like, you know what? That's too long. I'm going to call you JJ. Wow. And that's how everything started. And just to touch base on how we all met, like Edson said, like, him and his dad, their dad, my dad, you know, they grew up playing soccer together. They're still actually really good friends. His mom, their mom, my mom still know each other. So it's kind of crazy how we all just end up coming along, you know. We never hanged out with the same people, but we always knew each other. And after high school, I think we started kicking a little bit more. And just that's how just everything started.
And touching back a little bit about banning, we got CIF champs in the house, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was there for like a couple of the games. You know, I was in like all the other way on the top with my cheering you guys on.
Were you the shirtless guy?
Yeah, there you go. They kicked me out, guys, because apparently my boobs were too big. They thought I was a girl. So on my phone, I got big areolas, you know? Yeah, man. But it's cool. Hopefully it distracted the other team. That's why they won. I like to say that, even though I know I dreamt that shit. It wasn't real. So, I mean, like, okay, well, you guys know each other since childhood. So how did the whole clothing, how did you guys all come together? And obviously the brothers can, you know, but yeah. how did or was JJ involved in the whole process of making like Unknown Phenom?
Let's start it off where it all come from. So it started with the architect
from Wilmington. I got
So it started off basically back in 08, bro. Like I started walking Obey, you know. I came big in Wilmington. I saw Obey everywhere in 08, you know. It was Obama election, and that's when he came out with that Obama shirt, yeah. The change. So that shirt kind of like hit me like, oh, that's pretty dope, you know. It's very inspiring, very meaningful, you know. So from there, I started following Obey, the Hundreds, with Bobby Hundreds, Ben Hundreds, and Shepherd Fairey, you know. They're my idols now. To this day, I think all of us could say that, right? Our idols. And from there, man, I started like thinking like, maybe I can do this to inspire people to, follow their dreams, you know. I think I was in class at Harvard College, 2011, and then I mentioned this idea to one of my teammates, Akon, AJ, I don't know if you know him. He has his own brand now, but I feel like we had different ideas for the brand, so we kind of did not hit it off, so I kind of like mentioned the idea to my brother, Edder. He was in Kansas at the time, so I think I called you, right?
When I came back.
When he came back from Kansas, like, it was like November, December. I mentioned to him that we should make a brand. We should like inspire people. So from there, you know, we were literally trying to come up with the name. We had like different kind of names. I think we're gonna call it Beyond Belief. Same six. And there's like different names. We were like for months, weeks trying to get a name for the brand, but nothing kind of like, you know, nothing came out of it.
You know, and like you said, where it all came from, where it all started, honestly. Like my biggest passion had always been to that point in my life was soccer. I always believed that soccer was gonna be my outlet to, you know, my ticket out of the ghetto, basically. I always thought that I was gonna become a professional soccer player. One thing led to another, man. I started my family early and things like that. It was such a blessing. But when I came back from Kansas, you know,
you were playing in Kansas soccer?
Yeah, I was playing in Kansas Wesleyan University.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but shit didn't happen over there how I thought it was going to happen. You know, I was there, and for some reason, I couldn't play soccer. So it depressed me. It would just kind of, they bummed me out so much that I kind of blew off school and everything. So when I really came back over here, you know, I was, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been passionless?
Yeah.
So that's exactly where I found myself. I found myself with all this passion I had for soccer, and I came back to realizing that I was not going to be a soccer player anymore. You know, so where do you go, and where do you take all this passion? So my brother comes and he just gives me this idea, and then the minute he gives me presents the idea of a clothing brand, I'm like, fuck it, I'm all for it. You know, I'll be honest with you, the brand has grown so much from that spark right there, because. In the beginning, he always had the idea of inspiration and motivating someone, you know, and he always had that thought process. But at the time, I was really in a negative spot, which I still wanted to do the brand. But to me, honestly, it was more of I want to put grows and I want to put weed on the fucking clothing brand and all that stuff. So I wanted to keep with the hype that was going on. I think at that time there was this brand. I remember that brand you used to wear like with that hat, like
diamonds.
No, it's like Heavy Hitter or something like that. That had girls on like.
They're like ski mask and shit.
Yes. Yeah. That brand was really big at the time, and a lot of brands were putting out marijuana stuff on their brand. So I thought I wouldn't, let's do that thing, you know. And yeah, I mean, we started messing with the names and things like that, but nothing seemed right. You know, the passion started growing little by little, but just nothing seemed right. The names weren't hitting off, the ideas weren't hitting off. So we just kept working and. Eventually, honestly, it was I can't remember what it was, 2012, March 6th, 2012, when I was I think it was a Super Bowl night. I was supposed to go out with my friends drinking, man, and for some reason I saw my mom just folding clothes at home, so I decided to stay and help her out. And I can't remember you who won that Super Bowl. I can't tell you anything about it. All I remember from that night was I was there folding clothes. And at some point in the commercial, I heard Unknown Phenom. The minute I hear that, something just blew up in my mind, and that same night I ran home and I started sketching out, guys. Mind you, at this time I had no laptop, I had nothing. All I had was a vision for a brand and the name. That's it.
Man, that's dope. That's tight. So maybe I missed it, but why did you guys go into clothing? Like, why was clothing so like important? Like, because you could have done anything with that, just, you know?
Yeah, at that time, I think it was just something creative. Honestly, we had nothing. Like, honestly, where else? I mean, we didn't really paint or nothing like that. It was just...
I want to say, like I mentioned, Obey. I was, like, really into Obey. And his, like, artwork and, like, street work kind of, like, you know, got my attention. Like, it was very powerful. Uh-huh. So I felt like, at that time, I was, like, following Obey, the hundreds. I kind of, like, fell in love with clothing. Like, that you know, that style of skating, like stuff like that, and I felt like that's the reason why I want to do something with clothes, because that plus Obey, you know, it's the way he does his artwork, you know.
Yeah, so let's hear about JJ. How did you get into it? Like, you know how Edson got into it, but we're not hearing anything from me, bro.
Yeah,
why are you so quiet?
So I mean, me and Edder, well, we started hanging out, like I said earlier, a lot after high school, since we played college together, and we always used to go out and party, you know.
You played over in Kansas too?
No, I played at Harbor.
All right.
And so, you know, we started hanging out, we started talking a little bit more, hanging out, you know, his girl knows my girl, so we, you know, started hanging out a little bit more. I remember I texted you one day, and no,
we went out, we were drunk.
Oh yeah, we were hammered.
He said, "Hey man, I want to go into business, into a retail shop."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Ah." Well, I remember that conversation where I, like, dude, honestly, I already have an idea. Like, I mean, something I would want to do in the future, but I have this idea. We'll talk about it later on when we're sober.
Yeah. So that happened.
Talk closer to the mic.
And then one time, I think I was coming from another party, and this guy was coming from a different party, and we ended up meeting at the same house.
All right.
And then, again, we stayed up all night partying that day. And that morning, he hits me up. He's like, "Hey, what are you going to do right now?" I'm like, "Nothing." He's like, "Okay, I'm going to go get my notebook, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to be here, you know?" And then... So we go get the notebook, he comes back, we go sit in the back in the little, like a little table, and then he presents this idea to me, you know, and I was just there quiet, and I was just browsing through the notebook.
What was in this notebook, though?
This notebook is just all the different type of, the Unknown Phenom, how it was, you know, written the out, style, the style, layering. different characters, you know?
I had a bunch of,
yeah.
I still have the notebook. Uh-huh. A lot of the slogans that were coming up, the premature birth of the actual logo that we have now, and like a lawyer going through a case. This guy was like this, and all I hear was, "Oh, go ahead."
And then I just browsing through the pages, quiet. He's just looking at me across the table, like, "Is this guy gonna say anything, or he's just gonna keep on looking through the notebook?"
Yeah.
And I just look up at him, and I'm like, "Let's do it."
Oh, tell us.
Yeah. Tell us. And I will never forget his face expression. His face expression, you just see him go look up with this big old eyes, and he's like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." He's like, "You serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." And I think the following week, or the few days later, I showed up at Bertha's house, and so that's where our first meeting, where we first started, like, okay, we're gonna sit down, we're gonna go over what we're gonna do. And something I think we will never forget is, before we even started the meeting, I got a blank sheet of paper, and in the bottom of the blank sheet of paper I put two lines with the X, like, if you're gonna sign.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I just want you to imagine, envision whenever we sign our first
contract, right,
with a major store."
Dang,
it's dope. And after that, we just started getting to work.
Yeah.
And that's how I came aboard.
But now you don't even need a major store. You guys are your own fucking store now, with the internet, like,
right? Yeah.
Like, so right now, have you thought of going, like, having your stuff at a store, like, and like a Andy's Hip Hop is always, you know, like, it's a local. You always get people from Banning, like, middle, like, from Wilmington. Like, have you ever thought of actually having your clothing at, like, a brick and border place?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the goals, you know, just to be at stores. Of course, you know, one of the major goals is to have our own stores. But we would love to go into other stores or retails, you know, PacSun, Sumi's, exclusive stores, you know, where you can only go to this store to get Unknown Phenom. Of course, we have to start off somewhere, you know. But right now we're taking it one step at a time, and I think everything's falling into place at the right time. We're not pressuring anything. Everything's just riding smoothly.
I mean, since 2018 now, it's 10 years and you guys are fucking booming.
Well, we started in 2012.
All right.
So it's been...
Yeah, all right. So what? 6 years.
Six years. Going on six years.
Still, it's a lot. I mean, you guys are blowing up. Like, I see your propaganda, you know, all over the place, you know, but we'll get into that a little later. So why don't you tell me about your roles in the company? Like, I'm a car company. This is your company, right?
Yes.
So like, what's your guys' role, like, individually?
Well, I'm Bo. It's funny that you said you never heard the name Architect, but we kind of give each other the names just to represent ourselves through the brand. I mean, I name myself the creator for the reason that I was the creator of Unknown Phenom, the birth of the logos and all that. And you know what exactly what the brand represents, everything came about. But I mean, the roles I play right now, honestly, I'm the designer. I focus on marketing, promotions. As you can see, I do a lot of the videos. I started doing a kind of little motivational self talks on Instagram right now. And really what you get on Instagram is really me talking to myself, because in order to inspire, you must be inspired first, you know, honestly. So that's something I really want to get into, and it's always something I've always thought and had in the back of my mind of becoming a public speaker. I really enjoy public speaking. I enjoy public speaking in front of kids, obviously. You can tell my little brothers, I'm always speaking to them very positive and kind of motivating them into a direction where I want them to, you know, create something for themselves. I want them I want to inspire them to become something bigger for themselves and for the brand itself. And that's just my role as far as the brand goes.
As far as my role, like I said, I came in here with, you know, Cheddar presenting this idea to me. This is how I came up with the name. So I'm the visionary. So when Cheddar,
that's your nickname, visionary.
Yeah, the visionary, the creator, architect. The visionary, the architect. So
who
I mean,
with
the phenom, that
right. Yeah. Baby phenom,
the baby phenom right there.
So I was talking to the cameraman. Over there, you know? They brought their own cameraman. What the fuck? I didn't even get to do my hair, nothing. It's all good. I mean, all sides are my good sides. So I ain't tripping.
Yeah. So, I mean, when Edda presented this idea to me, you know, like I was going briefly through the pages, I asked him one question. I'm like, so what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with all this? He's like, I just want to throw everything out there. I'm like, okay, so I mean, how about we do it like this, and it just I think it opened up his eyes into how it should go, you know. But my role as well, you know, I'm also a designer. I create, you know. I usually go to the trade shows and just try to find the best possible product for our clothing. So we really put a lot of love and effort into what we present to our fans, you know. We want, you know, great product on them as well as a great message behind it, you know. So that's a visionary right there.
So you're the one that looks for the materials, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I mean, when I get the chance to go to trade shows,
it's a trade show. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a trade show. It's basically somewhere where like AAA, Gildan, different type of wholesales, they go to a trade show. It's kind of like an agenda show, but for.
Now you're seeing a lot of words. I don't know. Keep it simple, bro.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus.
Okay, damn.
So
that's an elephant, right?
excuse me. So yeah, I mean, you know, we always run it by each other, just to make sure we everybody agrees on it. Because at the end of the day, we are a team. We started this together, and we build it up together. And at the end of the day, we have to stay together, you know. So I mean, we just working and try to, you know, kids that have a dream and, you know, are gonna make it a reality, just so everybody could get motivated.
So you got some. So like, looking back into like So I had to Instastock you, right? And I was like going through your feed. I saw from the very first picture that you posted to the most recent picture. And I saw the evolution of the whole branding. I don't know, man. Like, I do agree. You guys are like right there with Obey Phenom. Like, I mean, Obey Phenom. Hey, if I make a clothing brand, that's going to be mine. So you guys are like right there with Obey. Like, you pretty much, like, I saw your style and how you merged your style with his style with Obey. I don't even know his name.
Shepherd Ferris.
Yes. And then, but now, like, how does it feel? Like, have you ever scrolled back to your feed all the way back and like looking to where you're now? Like, how does it feel like seeing all that progress, all that, you know, the evolution, you know?
You know, it's a side of the feeds, Merle. It's like, man, I remember days where I was just sitting with the notebook in the room. I used to rent out a room actually at his girlfriend's house. And it was just me, my girl, and my daughter at the time. And I can tell you days I would just sit there, bro. And I wouldn't even draw anything no more. I can just envision myself and just envision the brand like already happening. People wearing the brand, stickers being out. And honestly, dude, if you don't believe in manifestation, I really do. And after you leave with this interview, dude, you're going to understand that manifestation is really real, man. Because I seen this happen before my eyes. Like, I seen the brand grow. I seen it, people wearing it. And it amazes me so much. And it feels really great when I'm out and I see kids at the mall wearing my stuff. I know it's not the biggest brand out there right now, but to me, it's such an accomplishment from coming from a little room of just a little idea and sparked something so much bigger. I know you asked a lot about right now earlier, before this, what's our role in Mr. Edson, the architect, is kind of quiet, but I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for him, a lot of our biggest logos that you've seen right now would not have happened. This kid has no artistic skills, to be honest with you, but he feeds me such great ideas. And our core value, which is vision, belief, desire, persistence, was created by him. So I'm gonna let him speak on that.
Because, yeah, you embarrassed him a little.
No, I can't draw for shit. I mean, literally everything that I text him or send him, it's like a horrible sketch. You know, it's like crappy ass drawings and shit. But that vision, belief, desire, persistence, actually that came out back in 2013. And I want to say during that time, I was personally going through some hard times, you know, in life, like depression. I kind of gave up on soccer, you know, school, pretty much on life. I was going through some hard, you know, situation in my life. So then Edder actually gave me a book. It's called Think and Grow Rich. It's a great book. You should read it, man.
I got that Alchemist over there. I opened it up and then I closed it back.
Oh yeah, well that book,
the first page, man, has a lot of big words.
That book that he gave me, I started reading that book, and from there, man, that book kind of changed my mindset, you know, the way I think now. I mean, I got that vision, what he talks about in that book, saying, you know, you have to have a vision in life, you know, to be have a vision, and with that vision, believe in that vision to make it happen, to make that dream happen. Have that desire to make that vision happen, and if it doesn't work out, man, keep trying, be persistent, you know, keep trying till you do get it, find a different approach, and that's where the vision, belief, desire, persistence came from.
For his role, I would say he's the one that really feeds the fire, basically. As soon as he thinks of something, he feeds it to me, and I take something so simple from a 2D crap sketch to something amazing, and we make it work somehow.
So you in Kansas, what did you study? I mean, did you study design, something?
Not at all, bro. Honestly, I went to Kansas going for, I think back in that mindset, I was under the mindset of go to school, get a good job, and you get a degree for a good job, obviously. I went for nursing, and nursing was not my shit, dude. Yeah, I fucking hate science. I hate it all. I can't stand learning something I'm not intrigued by. So, I mean, being there and then learning something you really don't want to learn really just takes your passion away, dude. So that's what I went to Kansas for.
Yeah, I feel you, because I'm two classes away from, like, getting to that nursing program.
Oh, right. My
dude. I've been at two classes for 2 years now. I'm still like, wow, I want to go back. But, like you say, like, it's not my passion. I'm interested in the body, like, the human body, and I love it, but... if I'm more hands-on, so I need to like go on people's bodies and dissect them, you know, like, and they don't let me do that. Like, what the fuck? Like, they don't understand. Like, I went to my doctor, told them give me a note so I could like dissect people's bodies. He said, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Like, I'm trying to learn, bro. No, but he said, "You're trying to be a nurse, not a doctor." I was like, "Oh yeah, huh?" Like, yeah, like I feel you. I understand. Yeah,
it's funny, dude.
A little bit to touch base on if we went to school for designing, it's just a it's a funny story because
I mean, where did you go to Harvard College? Right? Did you go after anywhere? After
no, I just general, just to play soccer and just to party, and that's it.
So everybody's host was soccer then.
Basically.
Yeah, mine was too, but then like I saw Edson and I was like, I like, can't make it, man. I tried entering trying not for Banny, but I saw Cheddar, Edson, Tejeda. I was like, fuck, that would be in the best all the time. So I had to make my own little club, you know. We had to play these guys in Cinco de Mayo tournament.
Oh yeah,
fuck, Cinco. Man, that sucked. Like,
did he go to when the Incredibles were there?
I don't remember. That sucks. Yeah. Like, it sucks. Like, when you know, like, you pay, like, you pretty much, like, fucking, what's his name?
Sandoval.
He might have still asked. He should have just asked, like, just give me your money. Like, fuck it. He knew we're going to, every single team was going to lose. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, you bred on, like, for 3 fucking years. They played in middle school. They played in high school. They played in the outside club. And everybody that played in that little club was the fucking varsity team. How the fuck are we? Like, nobody stood a chance, you know? But yeah, so that's my little story. I still carry that beef. Man, I could have played soccer. I could have been playing with, like, Galaxy right now. Like, or Chivas USA when they were here. But no, fucking Edson, man. Why did you kind of kill my dream? So, you were saying, sorry, I cut you off. You're talking about the designing.
Well, when we first did our first design, Cheddar designed it on a piece of paper, you know? Uh-huh. And we took it to, it was like just a big, like a scratch piece of paper, like just, you know, I wanted it to look like this, but I know he's going to go in there and he's going to do his own thing.
It's not magic, bro.
So we take this guy the paper, and that was our very first shirt, which you see all the way in the bottom of our IG. And then we're like, we kept on going with this guy. I'm like, damn, I wonder how he does it. He seems so easy, right? So we started looking at it. Sooner or later, I got my laptop, started working on that. Honestly, we just basically learned on our own, you know? Yeah. YouTube, to be honest with you. YouTube, it put in work for us. Yeah. And this is one day I told the character was a little bit messed up, huh? And I was talking to Cheddar on the phone. I'm like, Cheddar, tonight, you're gonna get that character and you're gonna line him up good. And he's like, all right, I got it. The next day he got it. He pulled the paper in the middle. He's like, this is right down the center. It came out perfect. Right. And that's how it just keeps on, like you said, it keeps on creating, evolving, and just keeps on going.
So let's talk about that little guy. The guy with the bandana, like who is he? What's his name? Where did he come from?
That character you see with the face, that's, we call him Prodigy. Honestly, when you look at our name, Unknown Phenom, and you pay attention to the logo has a bandana for the unknown part, and the crown comes from the Phenom part. You know, Phenom represents a young prodigy on the rise, the next big thing, basically. Like Lil Messi was a Phenom. If you like wrestling, Undertaker was a Phenom, someone great, someone that's gonna take the throne, someone next on the line, basically. So when you put those two together, it's just the unknown Phenom. It's just the bandana and the crown together. Now the character does have plugs. I think, you know, they say that when you create or you paint or you do anything in general, creativity comes from your perspective of what you see in day to day life. But who do I see in the mirror every day? Myself. So yeah. I kind of gave him the plugs and I gave him the droopy eyes just because, I just wanted to give him a face, I guess. But a funny story, every time my mom sees the character, she says it's me on the picture. It's funny. But yeah, that's how that character came about, man.
So what does he represent? Like, what is he like? What's the symbol of him?
The symbol of him is just, I mean, it's just a character. I mean, when I had the name Unknown Phenom, it was just a name. And I just knew because he kept pushing, the hundreds in Obey, and I knew Obey was, I mean, again, I became fans of him, and it was something very important that played a big role in our successes, that I seen the hundreds, how they had many various logos, and that's something I wanted for the brand, a logo that represented us, you know. So at the time we only had the name, so we, that's how the logo came about. It's just a logo. We needed a logo, basically. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I thought it was like some deep shit, because all I see is deepness coming from you, man. So yeah. I was like, oh man, you put some thought. So you know what, guys, I'm gonna declare right now, so I'm gonna name my brand Unknown Phenom, with it's gonna be NUMB, alright? and instead of the little guy with the bandana on the top, he's gonna have it, like, you can't see his eyes or his head, but you just see his mouth, alright? So, I already declared it, so I'm gonna, nah, I'm just fucking around. That's too much work, man, like, I ain't gonna do all that.
I mean, if you wanna keep going with logos too, dude, the second logo, the one, you know, so... We have the disciple, man. He's going to remain nameless. So the disciple is the one that does all the street art. One day I was passing by one of the works he did, and all I saw was a fucking shape. I knew what it was because it was the logo, our logo, you know, and all I saw, it was on the Carson Bridge. You remember, I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
So I
passed. That's the one with the question mark?
No. This is how that came about. All right. So I was driving by, dude, and I was like, fuck, man. Like, I knew exactly what the logo meant because it was my logo. But you couldn't, like, to the naked eye or any other person, a random person that would see it, you would not be able to tell what it was. It's just a fucking shape up there. So I got together and I was like, I told my brother, text my brother, dude, we need a sub logo. I need something else that's gonna be fucking powerful. Start thinking of shit, start working on something. And there we were. We had a meeting, and I just said we need a sub logo. I want more logos because. But for one, it's just dope that you have several kind of logos, you know. But this logo that I wanted was necessarily for that disciple, so you can work on the street art. And yeah, we were just there banging it out, and I don't know how this guy came up with it, man. Dead simple as shit. He feeds the fire, man.
Yeah. After that meeting, we're up all night trying to come up with the logo, right? And I think we had a dream catcher, right? A dream catcher for a minute, that, and there was a. The infinite possibility sign, the infinite sign. Yeah. It's like an 8.
Yeah.
We had that one going on, but we didn't feel it. So I think a week later, I was in class and I was taking notes, and then, you know, they put a question mark up on the board, and I was like, oh shit. And like growing up, I used to play that game SmackDown or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, that known superstar always had a question mark all the time. And I text my brother with a question mark. What does that mean? The question mark. And I think he said, I don't know. He said, yeah. Like unknown, like you don't know what it is, unknown, you know. And then I think I drew like a crappy ass sketch again, and it was like a square, a diamond with a question mark. And I text him that, and then he fucked with it, huh? He kept fucking with it, and then that's how the question mark logo came about. Yeah,
so who's this? I mean, I don't want to know who he is, all right, but. The guy that was doing all this stuff, is that the guy with the ski mask that I keep seeing all over here, like looking like you guys are about to be ransomed or something, kidnapped?
No. So I mean, honestly, the guy with the ski mask, what I call him is the Phenom. The Phenom. The meaning behind him is it's that he is he has no identity. Basically, what he represents is it's every dreamer out there that has any kind of dream. Well, obviously, that's why they're dreamers, right?
Yeah.
So what he represents the dreamers. It's just kind of an alter ego to Unknown Phenom, and letting people know that dreams are possible. And well, I guess when the mask goes on, anything is possible because you shy away from fear. You let that go. All the negativity that you had in yourself, you just let it go. Behind the mask, no one can see you. All you can do is really be you, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, he's over here, guru over here. But hopefully at the end of the episode, he treats us with some inspirational stuff, you know? Hopefully, you know? But let's go back to this, you know? Like, one of your new designs is it looks like a flower, but doing the research on your Instagram, it means infinity, right? Like, it's a never-ending loop, kind of, right? So, like, why did you choose that design, that logo?
It's actually that logo is called Infinite Possibility. So, I mean, like, when the brand started, the idea behind Unknown Phenom is really the idea of infinite possibilities, how you're, like, you can... When you create, honestly, creativity is just infinite. It's just so amazing to see everything we've done, you know, from not having laptops to fucking learning the fucking system. And it's just endless possibilities coming time after time, you know. So I wanted to create something meaningful with that logo, something that's not just another logo, and I wanted to do something way different than the two we already had. So this one is actually it's the flower of life, you know, it's a flower of life, because if you look up into the flower of life, it's the sequence of the circles, you know. So everything's connected, basically. So I at the time when we did it, I mean, everything seemed to be falling into place. So I felt a connection with, honestly, I've been feeling this connection with myself and just the brand itself. I wanted to grow. So when you look into the research of Flower of Life is in everything. It's in you, it's in me, it's in everything that's been created. So it's the creative start of everything. So it's where I got the idea for infinite possibilities, and also I just gave it a rose, because what's more beautiful than a rose, man?
Yeah, me, but all right. Let's keep it. So also, like, right now you're the newest design that's it's coming out. You pretty much have it right now on pre-order. It's the white wedding. So like, what's the symbol of that one? And it's basically, to me, it's the same symbol, it's just different colors. So why did you choose red and white for one?
I mean, it's just a color variation. It's nothing different. It's just we had the red, which is cool and everything, but this one, for the same reason, I wanted to call it white wedding. I did a white rose.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you know what the real reason is, because I saw you needed. You had some extra hoodies that you needed. They were black. You needed something to stand out, you know. But hey, that's what I think. You know, is that true? I don't know, man.
But if you can speak a little bit on the hoodie, man. This hoodie is actually it's exclusive for a reason. It's just, I think it's a turning point for us. It's a turning point for us in a sense that we've come to a point where yes, you know, t-shirts and everything has been our thing, but now we're coming into the details of it. We want to stand out and really mean something to our fans, not just the simple graphic on the thing. So when you guys, for whoever already ordered it, please order right now, guys. You will see that there is a little symbol on the bottom right corner, and it has our propaganda logo, which is the question mark logo. We call that one Propaganda Rises. So that logo will be there, but if you flip it inside, you'll have our core values, which is vision, belief, desire, and persistence.
That's what's up. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a little bit more detail. It's not till screening. Like he said, we really want to get into the detail, and we want to give those that order a very exclusive sweater. You know, so the rose, the white rose, is actually, it's actually embroidered. Oh, so wow. It's really, really detailed. We put like I said earlier, a lot of thought into it, and which I think our fans, the Phenoms, will love it. You know, and especially those that exclusively order. So if you don't order it now, you probably won't ever see it again.
It's like a limited edition thing.
Limited edition.
So come on, you guys need to get it, because when they're gonna be in Sears, Paxson, and shit.
You can close down, bro.
Kmart, Walmart. You know, you want them. You want to say like,
this interview's over.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say that I had their product before they sold out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Nah, they're not gonna sell out, guys. I'm gonna keep them on check. All right. No, not sell out. Sell out as in you're not gonna like. Make it worse? Oh, okay, I'll make it worse. Oh yeah. No, I mean, not sell out as in like,
we won't sell out to the store, basically.
Yeah, sell out to big corporation and shit like that. And I mean, I hope you guys sell out. I mean, I don't even know how many you're able to produce, but
as many as you guys order.
So you can sell out. No. Come on, bro. Like, why are you setting me up like that?
And you only have up to the 26th to get that sweater. So don't wait last minute.
So 2 days, you guys. Two days left. When this episode releases, it's 2 days.
Oh, okay.
And see, I told them that it's not released today, and they still don't. Yeah, bro. So yeah, today is supposed to be Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know yet. So something that I also noticed is you guys sponsor a lot of people, like a lot of local people. Like some of the people you have is that I've had on the podcast, like Just Us, Don David, Steven J's Filthy, and also, and I see like you have like a homie that we went to school with, DJ Ralph Retro, you know. And I saw on Instagram like you got skaters and stuff. So like who, like some people that I haven't mentioned, maybe you could shout them out. And like what thought goes behind it, like sponsoring somebody?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we really don't sponsor anybody. What we do, honestly, we give out clothing, Yeah, so we give out clothing to the people that we see that are doing something with themselves, or we see them grinding day in, day out on whatever the craft is, you know. Right now, at the moment, we've given clothes to several people around Wilmington. For one, we like to sponsor people around our city, because, again, man, we got to bring our city up and we got to make our name for ourselves. And we really believe in the talent that's around us, you know. People like the homie Tito, he goes by Tormentor or something on Instagram. Fucking great kid, man, skater. He's, dude, I notice him because I would see him every fucking day just riding down to the skate park every day, dude, every day. Never missed him. And I guess I saw that he's really he's always posting up videos, always on his grind every day. So that's why I gave him to him. Ralph has been a long time homie, and honestly, Ralph is a great inspiration to us, because we know Ralph when he was in the beginning stages of just DJing, man, and he was just, you know,
I remember
Ralph,
those days too.
Exactly, I remember those days too, and it's just the name he's brought up and how he's come up for himself. It's amazing to me, and you know, how he's stuck with it and he's still doing his thing, man. So that's another person we've given clothes to, and honestly, he supports the brand too. He buys it off of us too, you know, which we really admire. The guys from Just Us, Jordan, Slick Seven, and Jonathan, man, great guys too. They support us madly, and we support them as well, man. Honestly, it's, again, man, take a look at the city and the talent that's around us when we have them. Another people that we support a lot is Don David. You know, honestly, funny story with Don David. You know, he's always been in the city of Wilmington, and you know, we didn't honestly, it was still late last year when we really got close and started a friendship and things like you know, we've grown together and close. Ron Restless, another one, man, he's a great creator with music, dude. I think honestly, I see him as one of the greatest and next big thing. Him, my homie Mike Pro, another guy that we give out clothes to, at the same time, we don't give out everything, but we give out to certain people and things like that. But these are just from the top of my head people that I can think of that we've given to, because for the same reason that they're following their dreams. Another person that we give it to is
Angel.
Me? Where? Oh yeah, they gave me a shirt too.
Yeah, Angel.
Yeah, Angel is another skater from Wilmington. That kid Hater. Yeah. That's what they call him. That kid's very talented at what he does. He loves skating. It's the same reason. It's like Cheddar said, is that we don't sponsor anyone. Yeah. It's just we see people following their dreams, doing, making it a lifestyle, you know, of what they want to do, and that basically represents what a phenom is. You know,
yeah.
Somebody's chasing their dreams and not letting anything get in their way. And Angel loves the brand, and he's an awesome kid. He's a really awesome kid.
So basically, what I got from that is they have the hunger just like you guys, and you guys back them up, basically, right?
Exactly.
Damn, I'm good, man. I was listening. See, I was listening.
That's why we gave you a shirt right now.
Yeah, see, I'm
you're
official,
the
man.
You're the phenom.
Oh, hey, this whole interview, I'm wearing a mask, by the way. All right. I don't know why they asked me. I know, but hey, I gotta do it. They said they'll give me a shirt for it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I gotta take my shirt off. It's all good. So, all right. Well, you talked about right now about Ron Restless, right now.
Yes.
Or, no, Big Pro. Or something
like Mike Pro.
So, was he like doing the bench, right?
No, actually, that was our that's our friend. Yeah. Last night we were invited by our friend Q.
King Q,
and it was his birthday. But just to trace back, we met King Q back in Artifesto. In what month?
August.
Back in August, Artifesto, and it was this event. And he came to our booth, and he was like, man, y'all are dope. You know, he really liked the brand, like anybody else. I'm just playing. But he really liked the brand, and I remember before he went on stage, he came close to us. He goes, hey, pay attention to what's about to happen. I'm like, all right, cool, man. So I'm thinking, and I'm sorry to say this, I thought he was gonna be a rapper.
Okay.
I thought he was gonna be a rapper. He goes up there, dude, and the mic's not working. And this guy goes, man, fuck this. For this, I don't need a mic. I'm like, oh shit. Ooh. And then this guy's, he's a poet. So what he does is beat poetry. And this guy, he starts going ranting off on such positivity, dude. And he speaks with such fucking confidence and power that he had the crowd just intrigued. I mean, just fast forward now. So we were there, but honestly, we were there to honor his birthday, and he invited us to have a booth there. But yeah, that's exactly what we're doing yesterday.
That's tight. That's tight. I like supporting.
Showing some love to King Q.
And so, you know what? I completely forgot about one of your designs, man. The 11, right? X11?
12.
12. So what's the meaning? I know that's an important number, right?
Yes.
All right. So what's the meaning behind that number?
I'll let you, the creator, tell you.
All right, creator.
So that 12, actually, it's something we've been working for a year now. It's called Broken Dreams. So that this Broken Dreams is something that we're going to bring out in the future. But basically, that 12 comes from there. But that 12, I don't know if you can see it on your phone.
Phone?
Or your...
The logo.
The logo.
Oh.
So basically, hold it for me.
Yeah. This
right, the logo, you can see there's a, yeah, you can see actually on the logo, or, yeah. So the, obviously the X and the 2 is a 12, right? But what I was shooting for, the three lines going this way.
Going down?
Yeah, going, yeah, the two black ones and the red one in the middle. That's, the first one is JJ. The middle one is Eder. The other one's me. So it's three of us, right?
Yeah.
The X, which I was shooting for a cross because I believe in God. Right. It represents obviously God, but then you can switch that around and it's an X, which means 10 in Roman numeral. And then the two black ones, obviously 2, which is 12. And that was the year we actually established, 2012. And then going forward with that, the 12 is actually a big thing in the Bible. It's like 12 disciples, there's 12 months, there's 12 numbers in the clock, 12. Yeah. Perfection, completion.
Yeah. So when you, I started looking into it. I mean, I enjoyed the logo he sent me, but just to go deeper into it, it's like you said, we believe in God so much, and we thank Him for the blessings He's, you know, the creativity He blessed us with. But just to speak on the 12, when you want to break down the 12, man, it's the 1 represents stay positive, and the 2 represents keep the faith, you know. So I believe, I mean, now the more I think about it and how we've been blessed and all these ideas just come to us, and how we represent something so positive, not for just us, but for the youth and everyone that has dreams, it's I guess, you know how they said 2012 was the ending of the world, you know, they even made a fucking movie out of it.
Yeah.
But honestly, to me, it was, I guess, a new the rebirth of a new era. And I believe, I mean, we got that idea in that year to us, and I mean, it just so happened to be 2012. But I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. So have you met your hero? Because I know you met something, Bobby Flay. What's his name? Bobby Bridges?
Bobby Hundreds.
Bobby Hundreds, right?
Yeah, so actually, I mean, the first one that's met him is this guy over here.
Yeah, I actually met him twice because he usually has his internship down in at the Hundreds base. And I've gone twice, but I met him twice, but I never got the internship. But I mean, just being there, meeting him was the shit. Ben.
Who?
Bobby and Ben, from the Hundreds.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very down to earth people. They're dope.
So I was meeting your hero.
I was speechless. I was like, I got nervous. I was like, oh shit! Like, but it was like, that was dope because like the first year I went, you know, it's the first time I meet him.
Yeah.
I didn't get the internship. Next time I go, he literally remembers the name and the logo, because I gave him a sacred phone, non phenom. So he remembers the name in our clothing brand name, which was dope to me because he's you know, Bobby Hundreds, you know. So that's where I met him at.
Yeah, I just met him honestly. There's this art show that was going on called Into Actions that started back on the 13th, on the Saturday of this month. I went the first day. I wasn't expecting to meet him there. I just went, and it was like that art show was very powerful, very meaningful. Like, I think every artist expressed themselves on how they feel in today's world and society. But anyways, I was about to leave. I see this guy just standing there, and as I'm walking towards him, I'm like, oh shit, that's Bobby Hundreds. And you know me, I wasn't gonna leave without saying anything. So I was just waiting there as he was having a conversation, and then he sees me waiting for him. He goes, "Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, Bobby?" And I just kind of, again, speechless, you know, kind of starstruck in a sense. It's like, "What's up, man?" I was like, "Hey, you know, dope show," because he was one of the creators of it, and the one that put it all together. So I mean, I got to talk to him a little bit. It was a brief conversation, but I mean, I told him, hey, have you heard of my brand? And he said, oh, yeah, yeah. I told him, have you heard of Unknown Phenom? He goes, oh, shit, yeah, that's you. I was like, yeah, it's me, man. He goes, yeah, I actually met your brother through the internship. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah. So, I mean, as soon as he said, yes, I know your brand, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's,
you know,
tight.
That is, yeah, exactly. That's how, so that's how it went, man. And, you know, it's funny. Actually, I've had, I call them epiphanies. They're not just dreams. I call them epiphanies that twice. That I will be mentored by him, and I tell you this, I will be mentored by him because I've seen it and I feel it. On one of the dreams, he gave me advice, which he said, "This is the dream. This is not real." Right. He tells me, "You gotta like." I asked him, "What's one advice you can give me?" And he said, "I remember this, and because I woke up right from him." He goes, "You gotta have depth in your brand," and then boom, I snapped out of it. And then that within that same week, I was listening to a podcast he was doing, I think it was The Odyssey, and in that podcast he starts talking about depth and how he has so much depth in his brand and so meaningful. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So yeah, man. So I mean, I'm excited for it, and I left that day just being, knowing that I'm on the right track, everything falling into place, and just being able to meet one of your idols is just, it's great, man.
Yeah, that's tight.
Well, I actually met Bobby, it was last week as well. Mm-hmm. I was actually supposed to go with Eder and Diego, and I didn't end up going for some reason, but I was networking with Eder while he was there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a feeling that it's going to tell me Bobby's here, dude. And one, all of a sudden, I was walking around, and I get a text from Netter, and he's like, Bobby's here. I'm like, I knew it. And then I'm like, where's Ben? He's like, I don't see him around. And then that's when he tells me his story. So I was planning on going to the show because it's a whole week thing, right?
All
right. So I end up going. I go to wake up on Sunday. I go to church on Sunday. And then after church, I tell my girl, I'm like, let's go to the Into Action. Uh-huh. So we go. I was walking around, seeing all the art, all the, you know, meaningful art that they had there. And then I go into where they're giving like some type of show or whatnot. And I see somebody sitting there, and I'm like, that looks like Bobby. And I'm like, nah. And it was getting super hot in there. So I'm like, I told Bertha, I'm like, let's go. So I was walking. So I walked to his pop-up shop, right? They had a pop-up shop right there. And I was just looking through shirts, and then I walk around, and then I turn around, and then I see him right there, like looking at his stuff. And I was, before I even see him, I was reading this shirt, and it was called his Stay Informed shirt, and how he talks about how we all should stay informed, you know, basically, right? So I asked him, so what's the vision behind that? Like, what made you come up with that shirt?
Yeah.
And he just started talking. He's like, you know what? This shirt was back in the day, certain years ago. And I was just like so starstruck that I was listening, but I was not listening.
Yeah.
And then I just let him know, you know what? And me and, you know, I asked him about Unknown Phenom, and he's like, yeah, that's cool, man. And then he's like, I'm like, you know what? We look up to you and Ben. You guys are doing something great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to your work. And yeah, and then he was really humble, dude. Very cool guy, down to earth. Just walking around, just, you know, greeting everyone. And it's just, I went out of there with like the biggest Kool-Aid smile.
That's dope. I was
happy the whole freeway, just bumping music, you know? Like, yeah. Yeah.
So this is the part where they tell us that they're gonna collaborate together. I was joking, but I guess it's, you know what, next subject, right? All right. So we talked earlier about the propaganda, right? So I gotta ask you, because I feel like I have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what do you think about like how your symbol and your like your Unknown Phenom, and what do you call the prodigy, how it's being placed all over the place. It's being basically
vandalized,
like vandalism, you know, like it's being put on freeways, bridges, billboards, like. And I gotta ask you something about that too. Hopefully, like, about, remind me, say bridges, and hopefully I remember. But
bridges,
yeah. Bridges. All right, so fuck it. So why do you take so many fucking risks, bro? Like,
straight up,
like I see you on the Vincent Thomas Bridge, like hanging from your neck, like why? Like, all right, well, just tell me, like, why do you take so much risk on? Obviously, you believe in the brand, but. I mean, they're CGI now, dude. Like, you could get a green screen and do that shit. Like, why do you take it upon yourself to, like, like to do all that extra stuff, I guess.
Because you would never accomplish nothing if you don't take any risk, bro.
You're gonna see something like that too.
You would never accomplish anything if you take any risk. Well, have you ever heard of someone living a great life and the life of abundance without taking any risk? You know, I'll tell you this, man. Sometimes that desperate win you want is tucked in under that loss that you're not willing to take, bro. So you gotta be willing to take those risks. And honestly, I do it for fun, bro. I do it for fun. I get such an adrenaline rush. It makes me happy. I mean, to me, it makes me feel accomplished. It makes me feel like the brand is being seen. This disciple we have, though, he plays the logos, which is a propaganda logo, the one with the question mark. They're all over the city, but if you walk in my shoes, you would pay attention that these logos are always set up in the places where I drive the most, which I'm going to work, going home, for the reason being that it's so easy for you to get distracted nowadays. That you gotta remind yourself of your dream every day. So by them automatically seeing the logo to me is like, it's possible. It's there. I'm working on it. But this is not just for me. The reason the disciple does it for the streets as well is because we want the dreamers. We want everyone that knows us and they know that what we represent to remind themselves of the dream as well, that their dream is possible.
I think all of us right here actually have that in a room, right? It's like literally on the wall to remind of the dream, you know? I think JJ had it in his bedroom, I believe, on top of the ceiling. Just like, you know, you wake up and you see that, you know, you see that vision, that dream that you want to make it happen. I actually have that too in my room and in my desk, you know, just every day I see it. Just so that I even have it tatted.
I was going to say, like, Wizard Ham has a tattoo of it.
Yeah, I have it tatted right here, actually, just, you know, just reminder. Reminder, you know.
And the mayor taking a shower like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
he's flexing. So basically, yeah.
For that logo, being in the street is basically just to, you know, let people know that their dream is possible, yeah. And just to keep pushing.
We basically, the disciple, or he puts up the propaganda logo, not just for just to put it up there. No, it actually has a meaning behind it. It's like, each time we go out, you know, and we see that logo, we want to remind us of ourselves of our dreams, you know. So that's why I had it on my ceiling. So that's the first thing I wake up to. That's the first thing I see, right. You know. So that's something that, like I said earlier, everything we do is with an intention.
Yeah. So how does your girl feel about the first thing you want to see is that instead of her?
She doesn't say anything.
You could say her picture's right next to it. So, I mean, I was going to ask you, what's the message behind the branding? So, I mean, I feel you kind of answered it. You know, I don't think I have to ask you that. Oh, you want to keep going?
No, I mean, the message behind the branding, I mean, it's just that, man. It's all about dreams. The infinite, it's the idea of infinite possibilities behind it, you know. It's like I tell every time we go to a show, man, I tell anyone that comes up to the booth, it's something quick. It's the mission behind the brand is to motivate and inspire people to chase their dreams. So what you see in the streets, everything we do, everything we create, from clothing, from street art, from all that, we do it with that intention for the dreamers. You know, we say, wear what you believe in, man. We believe in dreams.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what advice can you give somebody that's basically where you were at in 2012, that with, they had a dream, but they're questioning themselves. Like, what advice could you give somebody? Like, your brother, I'm pretty sure he wants to start his own. He wants to be independent. Tell him, man.
I mean, one of the advice is just, if you have a vision for it and you want to do it, just go ahead and do it. Nothing's stopping you from doing anything. The only person that's really stopping you from doing anything at all is yourself, you know. Yes, there's going to be times when it's hard. Yes, there's going to be times when you want to quit. There's going to be times when you want to doubt yourself. But, you know, that's only the process that's going to get you wherever you need to get. Never give up. Never settle. Just keep it going. I mean, that's basically what we stand for, you know, chasing dreams. And just whatever you have in your mind, just, you know, take it out, take action. Like I said earlier, there's nothing stopping you. Just think about that. There's nothing stopping you. You don't have chains. You're not you know, locked up. Yeah. You're not, you know, you're so blessed to be, you live in a country where you're able to do anything you really want. You know, so what's really stopping you from chasing your dream?
It's a simple advice, you know. It is something that I used to fight myself with it. You know, I used to set these goals, and sometimes we set goals so high. Obviously, it's always great to set goals, and I still set goals, don't get me wrong. But I was so focused on the goal that sometimes I would come short or didn't hit the goal, and I would be down on myself, and I would put myself down at times, which is not the way to go, you know. And then I shift my mindset. So this is an advice I give anyone that has dreams, you know, and it's not just for clothing, it's anything in general. It's when you switch your mindset from focusing on goals and just focus on growth. On growth, mean being read, man. I do a lot of personal development. I read as much as I can, you know. I surround myself with people that are higher than people that have things that I want already, because that's the number one thing, man. It's like when you focus on growth, dude, is you focus on just growing yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, to a point where you're just hitting your goals, you know. One of the advice too is practice the law of 33%. Have you heard of the law of 33%? So the law of 33%, what basically says is you got to spend your lifetime in 3/3. The first third, 33% of your time, or 1/3 of your time, should be spent with mentors, with people that are higher than you, people that are going to make you feel uncomfortable being around them. Not because they're going to talk shit about you, just in the simple fact that they know so much more than you. Man, these are the people that are going to teach you things. These are the people that they know the way around situations, and they can really knock off 5 years from your time and really help you advance. And I'm so blessed with being around so many people like that. It's why I learned so much and so great, you know. The other third of your time should be spent with people around your same level, you know, your same mentality. That this is the people you're going to spread ideas with. This is the people you're going to talk ideas and make shit happen for yourself, or just and things for them. You might help them bump their ideas somewhere else. And the other third of the time should be spent with people that are lower than you. Not this is the people where you teach. And the best way to learn, to learn is when you teach it. So the practice a lot, 33%, bro. And honestly, focus on growth, mental growth, man. All
right. So before we end it, like, tell me, like, what do you want to tell all the people that have been supporting you all through the years? Like, what do you want to tell them? You know, because I feel that's important, you know, like, hopefully they're listening to this shit, because, you know, but like, hopefully they made it this far, you know? So like, what's the message? What do you want to tell them, you know? Like, I love you. Thank you
for supporting. Yeah, well, honestly, if I can tell them anything, honestly, it's, we're not creating a cool brand for people to wear, man. We want them to wear them, obviously, but if I can tell you guys anything, is just focus on your dreams, focus on yourself, man. Don't be afraid to cut off some ties, man. Let go of the people that you guys don't need in your life. They're gonna hold you down. I mean, I've experienced so much where I had no friends at a point because I had to let go of every single one of them for the simple fact that that I outgrew them. And I'm proud to say that I outgrew them in a sense. I'm not saying I'm better than them. I just outgrew them in a sense of mental state and the way I think. You're gonna keep growing, man. Just focus on your mental growth, and you're gonna see in time that cutting off those negative vibes off of is gonna just help you advance so much more. Focus on yourself, like I said, and you'll see that once you start focusing on yourself, you start creating way more.
As far as answering your question and what I have to say to the fans, of course, you know, thank you, because without them, I mean, Unknown Phenom wouldn't be what it is now, you know. Those have then been following us, and to those that's just starting following us, just thank you. And nothing's possible without them. And of course, you know, yeah, that's basically, God is good.
Thank you for, you know, buying our stuff, you know, and just, well, yeah, well, basically, right?
Giving us money.
Yeah. Nah, thank you for, you know, supporting us, you know, even through hard times, you know, especially like the new ones, you know, they're even the old ones. We have some new stuff coming out. Broken Dreams, you know, that one's going to, I think, be a big hit. Yeah. We have a message behind that. We'll talk about it when it comes out.
Alright, cool.
For
so
sure.
Exclusive. That's good. That's cool. Yeah. So I mean, like, you're gonna do exclusives, but what's next for the Unknown Phenom? Like, without getting into too much detail, I guess. Without, you know, blowing up your upcoming, you know.
We won't spoil any of the surprises we have left. I mean, what's next for us? Honestly, it's blowing up one of our main goals is to really blow up our online shop and have everything on stock for you guys, so you guys can order anything you guys want. But honestly, it's I think we're taking the steps now into getting more into storefronts, like you were asking earlier, and just working towards the dream, which is really you know, just being known nationwide and globally, which is our main goal. But that's what we're working towards. I mean, I can't really tell you what step is next, but I can tell you the vision that we have for it, which is that is just to get into storefronts and being known just not here in Wilmington or the surrounding areas, but spreading out everywhere else.
All right. Well, I don't know what you guys got from it, but what I got from it was I need to go on top of the Visit Tommy Spirits with my sticker. All right, well, you know what? Like, I think that's a wrap for me. I know we have some listener questions. I don't know if you want to get into it.
Well, one of the questions they asked was, where did that name Unknown Phenom came about? We kind of answered that. You know, Unknown really represents, obviously, you guys know what Unknown means. And Phenom, like I said earlier, was it's a young prodigy on the rise, the next one to take the throne. And yeah, I mean, that's all it is. And I think it really falls into the place where in the city where we live, man. Take a look at our city, guys, man. It's Wilmington. I believe that in Wilmington there is so much raw talent that is unheard and unseen. It's so much talent that is not seen just for the simple fact that a lot of people, they don't have that motivation or the guidance to kind of steer them into their dreams. And with I think with the brand, that's what we're trying to create. It's we kind of set the example to show them that it is possible. You know, you are the phenom of these worlds. You know, it's only a matter of time when you go from unknown phenom to the phenom.
So that's my goal, become the phenom. So I actually have a question. I don't know, I think we answered most of them, but the homies from Just Us, they asked, where do you get your marketing ideas from? Is it a group of you, or is it a book? Is it a mentor? where is this marketing scheme coming from? So I think
the marketing, it's a lot of it, man. It's it's a book. I started off with a book called Contagious, by John Berger. This one really opened up my mind to how he goes over the six simple steps on how to market. I think it was from that, after reading that book, I started just flowing into it. But that's where a lot of the kind of giveaways that came about and started going. The way I present and speak about the brand changed up way a lot. The way I presented through the street art disciple, you know, there's a lot of ways. I mean, but this, what's so great about this book is that he talks about the main ideas of it, but doesn't only speak on one certain product. You can really take these ideas and spread them out all over. Another person I learned from a lot is Gary Vee. He really inspires me on the way he does things. I think he's the number one person to listen to right now because of the social media power that he has, social media influence he has. I learned a lot from him. Another great one of my teachers for marketing, honestly, is my girl Jess. She really pushes me into the marketing because I'm lazy, dude. I'll be honest with you. I dislike social media for the fact that I hate being on my phone so much, because I feel like it takes time from my personal time, which I enjoy nature, bro. I like to be out. As a kid, I was never used to the video games like that. I was always playing outside. But she's on my ass to a post, do this thing different, speak this. So yeah, a lot of it comes from her helping me out with the marketing and just me learning from other brands and things like that as well, man.
So just to touch base on the social media, you can find us at Unknown Phenom. Facebook, also Unknown Phenom. Our website, which is www.unknownphenom.com, and you could actually link through the website to our social media. So that's basically where you can find us at. Yeah, correct.
You guys want phone numbers or? Yeah, right.
So you know what? I like to, like, before I wrap up.
Let me, if I can, I really want the team to know it. It's not our team. I call the team all the people from Wilmington. I just want People from Just Us, Don David, Ron Restless, we got Mike Pro, we got the Crusaders from Wilmington. These are all people from our city, man. The homie Suave, you know, these are people that are coming up with us, and I know they're coming up with us because we're not at the point we want to be, but just a message to them, man, just, hey, keep grinding, guys, you know, we support you guys madly, and much love to you guys, and I don't wish you guys the best, I know that you guys will have the best, but yeah, keep doing your thing, man.
Before I go, I like to play a game, you know, like, we gave you all the info, but I know you want to hear them fuck up a little bit, so this is the time, right? So I like to play a game called Seven. So essentially, Sevens is a game like it's a word association game. It's kind of like Heads Up. So it's going to be, since it's four of you, because we got your photographer over here. You brought him, your little brother. Yeah, so usually I was going to take you under my wing, but you know what? It'll be the unknown phenoms, and they're going to be battle against each other. So it's going to be a group of two. All right, fuck it. All right, little brothers against big brother and other big brother. Fuck it. So essentially how you play, let me show you how you play. So basically it's a word association game. So it's called Sevens because you have 7 seconds to answer it's 7 questions. You have 7 seconds to answer each question. So yeah, it's a total of 49 seconds. So each question is 7 seconds. The highest score you could get is 49. So every second, it's a point. So the quicker you answer it, the more points you'll get. All right. So the highest score on the podcast is so far is 32. Gotcha. All right. So that's what you gotta beat. All right. So since I gotta explain this shit to them. So be patient. All right, guys. So the categories are for the listeners. The categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, their corresponding music, stand-up, superheroes, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. All right, so go for something. Since you guys know each other, you guys kind of know what you guys are good at. Go for something that the other person is going to be good at, because if that person can't give you the clue, there's no use of picking that category, all right? So I'm going to give you my phone. So you select the category. Tell the listener what category you choose. So who's going to go first?
Sports?
Let's just do sports.
All right, sports. Here we go. You ready?
Gotcha. Let's go.
Here we go. Two. Hoops.
Basketball.
Hoops. The league.
Hoops, the league. NBA.
Okay. Fuck. Hockey with wings.
The Ducks.
Nope.
The Wings.
What do the players use?
Uniforms. Jerseys.
Little Giants.
The football New York Giants.
The opposite of men NBA.
Women's NBA.
P-Rod's partner.
Can't say the word. Clue.
Yankees. bronze medal.
Gold medal.
I went to get a drink of water, so, and I saw he's saying the actual word. Like, you can't say the word on the clue. Detroit Red Wings. You can't say wings.
Okay.
For you said Little Giants for New York Giants. The opposite of women's NBA. I mean, the opposite of men's NBA. It's women's NBA. You can't say NBA. Right. You could have said National Basketball League. You're not saying the letters.
Okay.
So there's loopholes behind this, all right? So, yeah.
Awesome. We're doing what? What do you want to do?
Sports.
Sports?
So, hey, tell them who you are.
It's Diego and Edson.
Yeah, this is Diego.
Cameraman.
Okay.
Ready? Michael Phelps.
Swimming.
Shit. University.
UCLA.
Nope. Okay. Dodgers.
Baseball.
Tom Brady.
Football. NFL.
Team.
Patriots.
Yeah, shit. Oh. I don't know. My dad.
Coach.
The team Patriots beat or lost to Falcons. Shit, that was it.
All right, so their score was 13. So right now they're winning. You guys had 10, even though you cheated. So, all right. So this is number two, redemption. JJ, now it's JJ's turn. All right,
I know food, but let's pick food. Food.
All right,
let's go.
Tacos.
You get it at Subway.
Sandwich.
What do you use for the sandwich?
Buns. Bread.
When pepper, opposite salt. Of pepper. When you're hungry,
eat.
You get it at Tom's?
Burgers.
But it has
fries.
No.
Soda.
No,
it's the combo.
Burger has it's sizzling.
Steak, it's fajitas.
You
know,
you get,
tacos. Damn, we got like six, bro.
No, we got 10 again.
So they got 10, so the same score. So, all right. So I don't know. Like, they got 10, so you guys pretty much win. You did. You won this, but you didn't win shit. All right, because you were supposed to be 32. All right, but you know it was a good try. You guys had fun. I saw you laughing a little bit. You know, so all right, so I mean, this is the time for my plugs. So you can find me at Let Me Know Pod on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. You can just look my name up, then go look for me. All right. So also, if you want to be a guest, maybe you have a segment, maybe you want to play a game, you have a suggestion for a game, you hear music on the background, and you're an artist, and you want people to hear it, send it to me to my email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Remember, guys, please help me out and leave a review on iTunes. I'm on Stitcher now, so leave me a review. Remember, it's very important for you guys to do that, because if you guys don't do that, then I'm not seen. And if I'm not seen, they're not heard. So don't do it for me. Do it for my guests. Do it for them. Just so they could, I mean, so other people could find out about them and hear them. All right. We'll see. I think that's it for me, guys. Before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be a part of your day. It means a lot to me. So Edder's gonna treat us to some of his guru nest. He's my guru. He's my inspiration. He's my everything. So he's gonna treat us to some words of wisdom. I guess I'm gonna call it Edder's words of wisdom.
What up, guys? So just real quick, this is an idea that I'm working with right now, and then something maybe for the future. But I call this manifest your dreams. It goes a little like this, man. So as kids, we have these creative imaginations and sense of belief that we can become anything we want. As we grow older, some of us develop this mental barrier. What was once possible has now become impossible to accomplish. We implore you to destroy those beliefs that hold you back from your greatness. It's time to revive the dreams that once you thought were possible. Create the life that you deserve. Never settle. Never give up.
All right, guys. So I'm going to leave you with that. Till next time. Bye.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 they wish on me.